Time with Ann hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. BTN News listeners, welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It is the 18th of April, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. It actually might be close to 5 minutes today. There's actually some news. Starting things off with happenings in the UK today, particularly if you want to drive in the UK. Yes, you might have heard the overhaul of the UK's national driving exam. Well, guess what now? Trainee drivers will now be tested on their ability to follow directions from a sat navigation. Now, according to the DVSA, by the way, that's the Driving and Vehicle Standard Agency, if you want the long version, says about half of all cars in the UK use a sat nav. So they feel it needs to be incorporated on the test now. Examiners will provide drivers with a sat nav unit during their test. And of course, they'll make sure it's positioned appropriately and safety and all that blah, blah, blah after crap. The examiner then will input the route, and those taking the test will have to follow the directions as they see them or hear them. Gotta keep your eyes on the road. Now, don't worry if you're not ready. It ain't starting today. The new test will come into force on December 4th of this year, so you got some time. Have you got a fourth generation iPad and it ain't working so well? In fact, maybe not working at all? You could be entitled for an iPad Air 2 for free. Yeah, I'm sure there's terms and conditions. Let's read on. According to a memo that was leaked to apparently Mac Rumors of all people, starting March 30th, yeah, this was a ways back, iPad fourth generation whole unit repairs may be substituted to an iPad Air 2 model. Apple's repair and order management tool will indicate for each repair if a substitution will take place. In other words, they're going to do everything they can to probably not give you a new one. The memo went on to say that please note that the substitute's parts color and capacity to ensure the customer understands what the replacement iPad whole unit will be. In other words, they may have to disclose to you that you may have the top capacity fourth generation, but they're going to give you the least capacity iPad Air 2. All right, we go to Google in Russia now. Google, you have to pay up to Russia. 438 million rubles, yes. Yes, Google's a little in trouble with Russia, and now they promise they won't preload its apps in Russia after this antitrust settlement. For those of you that want to know the rubles to dollar ratio, that's about $7.8 million. Now, this thing's actually been going on for about 2 years. And the investigation led by the Federal Anti-Monopoly Service, yes, that's in Russia, looking into Google's control over the Android operating system. And pretty much as you guess, they accuse Google of abusing its monopoly position in mobile app stores serving the Android operating system. Yeah, that's kind of a duh, though, isn't it? Yeah. Google will also have to develop a pop-up window in the Chrome browser that allows users to change their default browser, too. So that means Google will develop a new widget for Chrome that will allow buyers of new devices to choose their default search engine and go from there. Yes, Google found out the hard way. Don't piss off Putin. Finally, let's go back in time today to 1984, man. Now we can do this thanks to the Internet Archive. Ever want to try some software from the original Macintosh way back in 1984? Well, now you can. That's right, you got a bunch of apps and games and software from the original Macintosh back in 1984 over there at the Internet Archive. That means you can get your hands on Lode Runner or macOS System 7.0.1, plus Space Invaders offered in all their pixeled glory. Not to mention everything in black and white, too. According to the archive, this collection of stuff from 1984 to 1989, actually, will be the first set of emulations from the machine. So by the looks of it, we're not going to have to wait much longer for more stuff to be coming to waste our time on instead of working. Woohoo! If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com. That is our website. You hear me talk about it all the time. Why don't you come on over and check it out? You can check out our podcast, get subscribed to them over there. You can also look at our review section and our blog section, too. Don't forget, you can also follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Give us a like over there at our Facebook page at British Tech Network. You can also follow me on Twitter as well if you really want to at Kyle Swagger. But one thing you got to do is get joined in with our British Tech community. You can do that over at our Slack room. Do that at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back for your Wednesday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Tuesday. And thank you, as always, for listening.